Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. I'm Amy Frost. My guest today is director of the National Equine Forum, Georgina Crossman. It's the National Equine Forum this Thursday, held in London, and you can see everything that's going on. 250 of the top experts are going to be discussing. So Georgina's going to explain all about the forum, its history, and what we can expect on Thursday. This is Horse Hour. Welcome to the Horse Hour podcast. It's my favourite time of year. It's the time of the National Equine Forum, where 250 of the top experts get together in one room and talk about how we can shape the future of our industry. And I'm joined by a director of the National Equine Forum, Georgina Crossman. How are you?
Hey, Amy. It's great to see you. I'm well, thanks. How are you guys doing?
Really well, thank you. I'm very excited about this year's guest because you've taken quite a different turn. I was wondering if you could share with us a little bit about the forum, you know, how it started, because it is relatively new to the public. Although you've been going for a really, really long time, it historically was a closed forum, and the last few years you've opened it out to the general public to be able to find out what was going on. So let's start from the beginning. How did the forum start?
Oh, wow. So the forum started back in the early 90s. Back in the very first one was in 1993. But prior to that, there were a lot of discussions around trying to bring the sector together and having sort of a general area for discussion, a safe area for discussion, where the sector could be developed, and also to try and just get people talking together. At that point, there were lots of different subsectors or different organisations within the industry who didn't actually necessarily talk to each other. A lot of fragmentation. And the forum was set up to try and actually get those organisations together. So the first one took place in 1993, and we actually have the 28th running this year, which is on Thursday, so Thursday the 5th of March.
It's amazing. And if you think the person that invented this and created this was a real trailblazer, because nowadays we talk about collaborating with other brands and collaborating with other industry bodies. And, you know, it's quite a done thing. But back in the 90s, it really wasn't. It wasn't done to work together. And so he really was forward thinking about putting the National Equine Forum together.
Yeah. So there were three guys, really. Arthur George, Sir Colin Spedding. I don't think he had a Sarah at that point, so just Colin Spedding at that point, and Graham Suggett, and they really got together, and it was them who sort of pushed things forward. And they also had some help from a lady called Pauline Harris, who was worked with the ABRS at that point, the Association of British Riding Schools. So it was very much a trailblazing thing. You are right from that point of view.
And since then, the amount of guests that you have are unbelievable. Can you share some of your most recent speakers?
Oh, we've had some amazing speakers. We've been really lucky. Last year, one of our most popular presentations was done by Rachel Murray, who at that time was working for the Animal Health Trust, and she was talking about core strength in the horse, which was really amazing. We've had nearly 7,000 views of her presentation on our YouTube channel, which just illustrates how popular she was. Andrew Hemmings also last year, he's a lecturer, Dr. Andrew Hemmings at the Royal Agricultural University. He was talking about stereotypical behaviour, and he's very, very popular as well. We've had a lot of brilliant speakers. We normally have a minister from DEFRA come in, and they give us an update on things from a DEFRA point of view, which at the moment is very important. It's always important, but at the moment with Brexit having happened with our exit from the EU on the 31st of January, And now the things being put in place going forwards, that's really important. We are very lucky that we do get some really great speakers.
Some of them, I mean, I feel really lucky that I get to do the podcasts each year. So I get to meet all these amazing, incredible experts who have just years and years of knowledge and skills and experience. And one of my favourites is always Professor Sue Dyson, because she always talks about the welfare of the horse and, you know, lameness and saddle fit. And, you know, she's always been really fascinating to me. And so thank you for allowing me to do these podcasts, because I think I get so much out of it, and I hope that our listeners do too. But it's been interesting to see different themes each year. What's your theme going to be this year?
Well, we have a number of different kind of themed sessions throughout the year, but one of the sessions that's caused quite a lot of interest so far through our social media and various other channels has been the human behaviour change session. So we're basically looking at what we can do as horse owners to help the welfare of the horse. And we're talking about things including worming and anthelmintic resistance. And as you know, kind of it always was historically, you worm your horse every 8 weeks, you use whichever wormer and you keep doing that. But actually that's causing problems because the worms are becoming resistant to the medications and drugs that are being used. And we're talking about how that has changed things and what we can do as horse owners to actually help that situation so that we can look after our horses to the best of our abilities. And within that, we're also... within that session, we're also talking about colic and the changes with that. So David Rendell's talking about the anthelmintic resistance side of things. Professor Sarah Freeman from the University of Nottingham's talking about colic. And then we've got Abigail and Andrew Turnbull from Richmond Equestrian Centre talking about strangles. And they're really going to be giving a hands-on view of how strangles has affected their equestrian centre. They had one case of bacterial strangles last summer, I think it was in August, and then that resulted in them actually having to cancel a British eventing event, and it's had a big impact on their business. But they are very passionate about how we can look after equine welfare and how we can improve that by improving the way that we look after our animals and the biosecurity. And that's also being started off by a chap called Zach Bainham-Hurd, who is going to give an introduction to human behaviour change, actually what it means and give a real sort of help people's understanding of it. So hopefully that will be a really good session.
Yeah, you've always had such brilliant guests. And I'm very much looking forward to this year. And you'll be able to hear each of them on the podcast on Thursday as well. But we can also watch it on the live stream. And this is what's great, is it's now opening out to over the last couple of years, opening out to everybody. So we can watch the speakers as they're talking. How can we watch that?
So we've live streamed now. This will be our third year, which is amazing. It's freely available. There's no kind of paywall or anything like that. If you come onto our website on our homepage, you'll see the live streaming there. If you want to register beforehand, you can do. There is also a link on our website. So that's nationalequineforum.com. You can register beforehand, you'll get access to the programme, the actual full printed proper nice programme on the day of the forum, and if you register you'll also be able to get access afterwards to giving us some feedback through our feedback surveys that we send out. We can't do that unless obviously we have your email address. We are also this year for the very first time using an audience participation tool called Slido, so that's SLI.DO. And the event for the forum goes live on Monday the 2nd, so today. And that can be found by going in onto Slido, so SLI.DO, and then typing in #NEF20. And you'll be able to actually see the agenda, see summaries from speakers about what they're talking about. You'll also be able to start to put questions to speakers. So have a look at their summary, put the question in, make sure you label. So when you put your question in, add the label to it for which speaker you'd like that to be directed to, and then have a look at the other questions that have gone in. So just a heads up that questions will be moderated, and also if a question comes in which is similar to a previous question, we won't put that one through because obviously we need not lots of questions that are similar, but different questions. And then within those, within that, the questions that have been have gone through the moderation process and have gone live, you can also upvote and downvote them. So if you like them, put your thumbs up. If you're not so keen on them, put your thumbs down. And then on the day of the forum, we will take the first question where we've got question sessions. The first question will come from the floor, so actually at the venue as it normally does, and then we will go to Slido and we will look at the top, about the top four questions, and one of those four questions will be selected. And then depending on how long the question session is and kind of the situation, we'll take some more questions both from the room and from Slido. So there are some real additional opportunities to get involved this year. The forum traditionally in the past was very much kind of just what was going on in the room, but with the introduction of some brilliant new technology and the desire for us to be able to get out and engage more with the sector, we're really, really excited to be able to offer this chance for people to put their questions in.
I think it's great because we're being heard. So we finally get to speak directly to the speakers and the experts. I think it's a wonderful idea.
Well, thank you. I'm hoping we don't have any glitches and on the day it goes all according to plan. So bear with us if needed.
Well, that's technology, doesn't it?
Technology, you know,
there's always going to be something.
Yeah. But no, we really hope that people can take part and get involved. There will be a couple of the speakers are going to use some polls as well. So there will be some opportunities actually when the speakers are saying things for you to take part and answer some questions. And there will be a little fun quiz at the beginning of the morning and the afternoon session as well. And I know there are some educational colleges, institutions that are going to be joining us with some of their students. So I hope they have a great day as well.
So if I'm looking at your programme now, some key times now to note are, well, my the ones that I think are going to be really interesting are at 10:15, infectious disease risks, where are we? That's with Dr. Richard Newton. And I think that one's key because of everything that's been happening with EHV and all the infectious diseases over the last year. So I think that would be a really interesting one because he's the director of epidemiology and disease surveillance at the Animal Health Trust. So mark in your diary 10:15. Great, interesting speakers and panel questions just before lunch. You've also got James Hick, the chief executive of the British Horse Society. And then later on is the Global Issues National Impact. And you know, some of my favourite people, Rolio was the chief executive of World Horse Welfare, Dr. Barry Johnson, who's an independent chair on the Horse Welfare Board. And they're talking about how a social licence can help us and actually changing views of the racing industry as well. Then in the afternoon, definitely a key moment is going to be listening to Abigail Turnbull, how she got through her strangles at Richmond Equestrian Centre, and just an absolutely incredible woman. George, Abigail, you know, yes, against all the odds, she had so much hate heading her way, and I just think, you know, what a strong woman to be able to get through such an awful infectious disease and so quickly. So you'll be able to hear how she got through that. And also on the podcast in length is the steps that she had to take to overcome that. So many wonderful guests that you have. You're talking about Tokyo, the Olympic Games,
we
the
are.
Paralympic yeah. Games. And then some of my favourite sections are your memorial lecture. And this year you have an RSPCA inspector, Kirsty Withnall. So that's at 10 to 4,
yeah.
3:50. So make a note of that in your diary. Because, you know, it's hard. Not everybody, you know, a lot of people are at work or they're riding or they're doing the horses. They can't sit and watch all of it bit by bit. So I think if you want to watch live sections, those are my top favourite live sections. You can watch everything again on your website, can't they, George?
Yeah, so the day after, on Friday, our YouTube channel will have the sessions going up. So the live stream will finish on the day, and then you won't be able to watch it in the evening, but the following day we will put all the information, all the sessions up on YouTube, and we will link to them as well gradually, not immediately because we can't do them all together, but we will link to them on our social media as well. But if you follow our channel, so National Equine Forum on YouTube, you'll get notifications when we put the individual videos to go live. And also what we're going to do this year is with Slido, the event will stay live until Sunday. So Sunday, the 8th of March. And what will happen with that is the questions that are not asked on the day will go back on the system, so you can see them and upvote them and downvote them, continue to do that. And then, Amy, you've kindly said that you will pick up 3, maybe 4 of those questions in a follow-up podcast after the forum. So thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. I can't wait to ask those questions. You know, it's so exciting.
I don't think we're going to be able anywhere near to get through all of the questions that are put to us. So it's just an opportunity to kind of follow up on a couple of things. And it may be that some things come out of the forum and that people then think, oh, well, I wish I'd asked that on the day. And in which case they can still put those questions in. But it's up until Sunday, so Sunday the 8th of March, and then after that it will come down. So yeah, keep an eye on our social media, because we will keep people posted on what's happening.
Well, Georgina, thank you so much for everything that you do organising the National Equine Forum. If you want to talk about it online, just use hashtag NEF20. And so the forum is taking place on Thursday the 5th of March.
Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you for all the podcasts that you record, and thank you to your listeners, and we're looking forward to having them with us on Thursday.
Thanks so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode. You can hear some podcasts from the National Equine Forum on Thursday. It's this Thursday, the 5th of March. You'll be able to hear Rowley Owers from World Horse Welfare, Dr. Barry Johnson from the Horse Welfare Board. I also speak to Abigail Turnbull, who discusses strangles from her equestrian centre, Richmond Equestrian Centre, and not only how they overcame it, but some advice if you're a horse owner or a livery yard owner as well. I speak to Dr. Zach from the Behavioural Insights team, and also David Rendell from the British Equine Veterinary Association. And finally, I'm joined by Kirsty Withnell from the RSPCA Special Operations Unit. So lots of people to listen to, some wonderful guests. You can watch the live stream at nationalequineforum.com, and don't forget to get involved by heading to Slido/NEF20 to ask your questions. You can do that from today. You can register tonight and then all through the week as well, so that your questions get put forward to the guests. Hope you have a great week, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.